you had to run that whole race. And I'm not talking about the length of time someone's in Christ necessarily. What I mean is, there are certain things that God has ordained have to be so. You know, and unless you strive within those parameters, so to speak, you know, meaning what? We gotta have faith. What is it we're doing? We're talking about the gospel. We gotta follow after the things which Christ said we need to obtain. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Well, I gotta seek to be free. I've gotta seek to be perfect. I've gotta seek those things. And where do I seek them? In myself? No. I seek them from God, who's the giver of all good gifts, believing that he will fulfill the word which he has promised. Because if I don't believe the word which God has promised, then no righteousness is imputed to me. I am not like Abraham. I am not faithful. And because faith has to be given from God in the things that God has declared. Otherwise, it's not really faith. You're not really a winner, and you will not be crowned. You've got to strive, you know, you've got to fight the war and the battle that God has set before you. If you're going to please your general, you're going to fight the enemy. You're not going to be like, okay, I got my armor on, God. I'm going to go back and live my normal life. Excuse me. So you see some guy, right? Imagine the guy. He's got his gospel armor. He's a soldier of Christ, right? And instead of going off to war, he went home. And he's sitting there in front of his TV, big old fat belly, bag of potato chips. Yeah, Lord, I'm a soldier of Christ right here. What's on next? Oh. You know, oh, something sinful. I love that. Honey, bring me another beer. Boy, it's great to be a Christian. There's such liberty. See, when you go off to war for Christ, you go to the battle that he has said, all right, everyone, we're going here. We've got to go through enemy. We must defeat wickedness. We must defeat drunkenness. We're going to slay sin. We're going to put to death the body of sin. All right, everyone, all right, all right. And then now, he's our general. He's trying to muster us to battle. And here's this other guy. I just want to go and live my life now. Excuse me, Lord. I don't want to obtain, because, you know, it's impossible to obtain victory. Aside from this armor, I mean, I like it. It's pretty, but can I just take the helmet back with me home? And that way I won't get killed. Because that's all I really care about is that I don't get killed. Did you see that? Consider what I say. The Lord give you understanding in all things. See, he's given me understanding. You can't, to please Christ, you have to go forth and fight the fight that he has said you must fight. Because the children of Israel. God said, here's the promised land. Go forth and take it. So we can't go in there. We can't fight. They were kind of comfortable out there in the wilderness. Even though a lot of them were perishing in the wilderness, and wouldn't perish yet, they didn't want to go out and fight the battle, because there'd be giants there. God had said, I will give you the victory. They were afraid. We can't be afraid of failure. We can't be afraid that we can't win the battle against sin, against ungodliness, against Satan himself. We cannot be afraid of the enemy. We have come to defeat the enemy in order to please our general. He has chosen us to be his soldiers. We must march in our ranks. So the athletic competition, man, you got to strive according to the way that he said it's going to be. You can't go home and sit on your butt and expect, I'm going to get crowned. I'm just going to show up and walk across the finish. The first guy across the finish line wins, right? You don't have to actually run the race. You know, like, you don't have to actually jump the hurdles. The husband that labors must be partaker of the fruits. Interesting. Look at it. The husbandman that works must first be partaker. Why? You can't labor without having eaten first. You've got to partake of the fruits before you can even labor. Interesting. Where did food come from? Comes from farmers, right? Nope. Doesn't come from farmers. Well, it sort of does, right? God. God planted a garden. God made all the things to grow. Man started eating. And man was strengthened by what God has given. And then man went and worked and made more food. But the original power to do so came from God. Same thing with those who work, labor in the gospel. You got to first partake of the gospel. You've got to partake of the fruits of righteousness. You've got to partake of the fruits of faith. And the fruit of the Spirit. Do you understand that? I love to understand God just gave me in that. Because he just gave it to me. Like I said, this is one of those chapters. I didn't even bother reading this chapter ahead, honestly. I mean, I've read it before. I don't even know what's coming up next. Honestly, that's the way it's been. I just kind of, hey, you know, this is what I'm getting. Like I said, it's not like I haven't studied. I mean, if you saw the page I'm looking at, I got notes everywhere. Sometimes wading through all that, I skip most of the stuff I wrote down because it's sort of like I don't want to just take up all the time going over the things I learned in the past. You know? Verse 8, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things, for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. I just remember Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. That is, what does that mean? He was raised from the dead. Now, that is according to the gospel. I believe God raised him from the dead, right? There's more to that faith, though. Let me add to your faith. You believe Christ rose God, the God rose Christ from the dead? You believe that?